Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And today we're going to talk about a couple things. First of all, I went and saw the Detective Pikachu movie on Friday, and I actually walked out quite happy with it. So I'll talk about that unspoily, because Will hasn't seen it yet either.
No spoilers.
Yes, and then we're going to talk about the State of Play that came out a couple days ago. And also Ghost Recon Breakpoint. It's going to be a good podcast. And Will, what's new and what's hip?
Almost done work. I think another 10 days or so, and then I'll have more time to game.
You'll have more time to upgrade your internet first.
That too.
Yeah.
That is going to take a little drive, so.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stay tuned. All that coming up right now. All right, so yeah, I went and saw some Detective Pikachu on the weekend here, or on Friday there. This story's very Hollywood, so don't go into it thinking it's like all-star storytelling. So Will, don't brace yourself for a big one.
Gotcha.
But there's no Pokemon battling, really, or even like the general mechanics that we've all become used to throughout the games. It's in Rhyme City, so anyone who's played the actual games knows that there's no, you know, Pokemon and people live together. So there's only one scene in the beginning that where they try to catch. It's like in the first minute, so it's not even a spoiler. Where they try to catch a Cubone, and it just the whole interaction with that kind of pissed me off. Just how it was all shot. It's like whoever shot this, obviously. Isn't a Pokemon fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the problem, though, with the directors now. They're taking on projects that they've never... don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, the overall movie itself, like, the whoever the designer was for all the Pokemon, like, the visual effects producer and all that, like, they did a good job, because most of the Pokemon look pretty much exactly like their animated counterparts, with the exception they've added a couple of realistic final touches to it. Like, for example, the top of Bulbasaur's bulb is, like, flowering out a bit. Like, it's still the bulb part, but, like, just the four corners of the bulb are, like, peeling out a bit, and they have a little bit of discoloring to them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's cool that they've added a little bit of... just basically to give you more of a realistic look of what these Pokemon may look like.
Yeah, I was reading a thing online that said the only problem that the Pokemon company actually had with the movie was Lickitung.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to spoil anything, but yeah, I can see that. The Mr. Mime scene was fucking funny. From the trailer, I'm sure. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, like I said, it's very Hollywood. Yeah, it was really good. Actually, one thing I really liked is that the main character, the main character was played by a black actor, which is anyone who's watched the anime, it's only like 5% of the people in the fucking entire series are colored. So it was nice. Yeah. It was nice that the first live action movie was had a black actor predominant.
Yeah, and he's a good actor too. I can't remember, he did that show on Netflix that was canceled. I can't remember, but he also did. He was in Jurassic World 2.
Oh yeah, right. All right,
he's the one with the girly scream.
The girly scream. That was his credit. The girly scream dude. Justice Smith. The other thing that was weird, there's two things that it kind of did differently. It kind of showed us the adult side of the Pokemon world, in a sense. Because you only ever see the kid side, where it's like, go out, everything's fucking free, you know? But this, you know, Justice works at an insurance place. It's like, you need insurance in the Pokemon world? Like, the fuck? So that was interesting. But at the same time, now it kind of makes the other games a little obsolete, because you're going around getting everything for fucking free, but now in this particular region, people are working for money. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So that was a little weird for me, but.
But even in the games, you weren't getting everything for free. You still had to buy stuff.
Well, you had to buy like anything from the Pokemarts, like any consumables you had to pay for. But like, you could heal your Pokemon like as many times as you want for free. Gym battles were all free. What else? Yeah, that's like elite. Like, if this was like real life capitalism, you'd have to pay like a fee to challenge the gym leader each time, and then you'd have to pay a massive fee to enter a fucking tournament, or a massive fee to challenge the Elite Four, or a massive fee to take part in a Pokemon contest.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but it's all, everything's free.
The tournament would make sense, though, because you always have a buy-in.
Yeah. Well, and especially if your buy-in's on a massive scale. Like, if you're, like, for example, the Battle Dome in Pokemon Emerald. Like, look at how many people are watching you. So the buy-in must be just massive. Or would be massive, I should say.
Yeah.
So. What else was good about Detective Pikachu? Like, feckin'. There's a couple. The Pokemon cries were weird. There's only a couple Pokemon that seem to use the original voices for them, or even that if it's somebody impersonating them, they were pretty goddamn close. I think they used Pikachu's actual voice. I can't really tell. Like, obviously, when Ryan Reynolds wasn't speaking and it was just Pikachu's normal voice. I think they used whatever her name is. I can't remember her name. The same chick that does Chopper in One Piece.
I don't remember.
Yeah, anyways. Everyone knows who we're talking about. It's a fucking Pikachu's voice. and then we had Psyduck was a predominant Pokemon in the show, and there was a different voice for him. But yeah, that kind of annoyed me, actually, to be honest. Because it's not like them. Psyduck! It's not like that, right? It's something completely different, so. Yeah. Anyways, any questions?
Just like every other movie, the director and the team just trying to make their own, put their own spin on it.
Well, fuck, could you imagine if they brought in the original, like, four kids voice actors? Like, that did all the Pokemon cries? Fuck, they'd be expensive.
Yeah.
Could you, like, I can't remember what they were making by the time the show got sold, which is probably why they sold it. Cost too much money. And then they brought in some new voice actors in season 9. And then now they're probably worth a lot.
Yeah, but they're probably signed to like a really shitty contract.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the funny thing is when 4Kids had the rights to Pokemon, there is that one announcer that's like, today, Ash and Friends. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Beginning, yeah. So that guy, I think, left 4Kids for some reason. I don't know the story behind it, but he left 4Kids and went and started working for somebody else. And then they brought in some other guy to do the kind of opening announcements. And then when 4Kids sold the rights, they sold the rights, and then those people sold the rights again to whoever the fuck does it now. I don't even know.
The Pokemon Company.
Yeah. And then then that original guy that was doing the opening announcements got his job back, because as soon as they changed voice actors, that was the only voice you recognized, was him going, "Ooh, Ash and Friends."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was a fun full circle event. All right, so why don't we move on here? Because I thought I had a lot to talk about the Pokemon movie. I mean, mind
it's
you,
hard
I
get to talk about a movie without spoiling it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, very true. So, but yeah, it's definitely worth it. Everyone should go check it out. And we still need to go see Endgame.
That we do. I just haven't felt like going to a movie right now. I just trying to work, and then on the weekends it's chill.
Yeah, I hear you. So, anyways, let's talk about the state of play and all that it has to offer. So, a couple of newer names that I haven't really even heard of before, but there was one Will mentioned that isn't even in this article that I have opened. So what was that again?
Medieval.
Oh, Medieval. I just watched a trailer for it. So, yeah, I guess they're remaking Medieval, or remastering, I should say, is probably the better word. And that came out on the original PS1. And I think I was telling Will just before the show started, I think I played that game. I borrowed someone's PS for a couple weeks, and then went around. There's a castle in there, I'm assuming, somewhere, Will, if you remember the game. Yeah, that's where I was playing. I was playing in that area. So, interesting.
Now, the question is, it came out in 98, so how old were you?
Well, how old was I? Hang on. I was 7. Yeah, I was 7. But I didn't play it until I was 14 or something, because I borrowed someone's old PlayStation and just played PlayStation games.
The games that he let you borrow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, can I borrow your Xbox 360? He's like, no. I'm like, well, fuck. I've been playing Nintendo 64 for, like, since it launched. And it was like 2003 at the time or something. So.
Shitty.
Yep. But, and then, yeah, I borrowed everyone's fucking game systems. That's how I actually played all the games, or else I would have never played any of them. Like, it's pretty hard to find GameCube games right now. Like, even if you go on, like, Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace, it's pretty hard to find GameCube games.
There's still a couple stores that you can go into that I'll have them, but the rare stuff, you're still going to pay a penny.
Yeah. So that's why Nintendo needs to release some fucking GameCube games onto the store, because then they'll lose all their value.
Yes and no. It's always hard copy is always going to be worth something.
I really want to play Mario Sunshine, because I haven't played that game in a long time.
You're not the only one, and Mark really wants to play as well, but I don't know. It seems like it's a game Nintendo kind of forgot entirely about.
Yeah, could have. I think the Nintendo should release Virtual Console shit.
Yeah, what do you think of, like, the Switch's free stuff, or not the free stuff, but the new stuff they've been adding?
To the Nintendo Store?
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't even been in tune with that. I'm just going to look it up, and then we can discuss that further. Nintendo Switchy. Or actually, how about just Nintendo Switch Online shit? Online play. Online games. That's what I want. Anyways, have you played Tetris 99?
Is that Battle Royale game?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I'm not good with Tetris.
Yeah, neither am I, but I'm sure you're better than some people out there.
But you're pretty good. You played, Pokemon Puzzle League.
Well, it's not even the same thing, though.
It's kind of close.
No, it's not even the same thing. It's Puzzle League is one block at a time, and you just got to try to match it all up, and then Tetris is, like, specific pre-formulated blocks. Right, so. Are you talking about NES, or just all together?
Like, NES, like, their virtual console stuff, bringing back, like, older titles.
Well, let's see. Get Friends. They don't really have... Is this no controllers? Yeah, they don't really have anything beyond what they already released. Like, it's all the same. They have Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels now and Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah.
God, I want to play the original Legend of Zelda, but I just would get super fucking frustrated.
It's way too hard.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I'm just looking at the list here on the Nintendo's website, and it's the same stuff that's already been. Oh, they have Punch-Out. I might not mind playing that. I paid for a Nintendo Online subscription, and I haven't fucking used it.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, it compared to like the Wii U and the Wii's, or the Wii and the Wii U's Virtual Console, like Switch is surprisingly lacking.
Oh yeah, it's really lacking.
Like, why could they not just port everything over from the Wii and Wii U, like, Virtual Console straight onto the Switch? It's not like they have to remaster anything. The controls for the game are the same.
I know. And the most annoying part, too, is, like, you know, when the Wii came out and they originally announced the Virtual Console. Say, for example, they released the original Mario Brothers on the Wii. Fuck yeah, yeah. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to play that. And then they released on the Wii U and nothing transferred over. Well, it did transfer over, but it was a lot of fucking work. It was just easier to pay the $5 and get it again. Now the Switch is out, and now you have to buy it all again or buy the online thing. So you've basically bought the game fucking 4 times in your whole life.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
So I think if you had it on the Wii or the whatever, it should be linked to your Nintendo account. And then you should be able to just fucking play it.
I agree, but apparently Nintendo doesn't work that way. Because look at the Xbox. If you buy anything and then even still delete it off your system, and if you look into, what was it, library, it always shows what you've purchased so you can re-download it.
Yeah. So, speaking of Nintendo and their shit, so you were talking to me, there's a Pokemon mobile game in development right now.
By a company, I think, called
Dini. They actually have a spot on their website for mobile games. So obviously they have Super Mario Run on here. They have Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, Dragalia Lost, Fire Emblem Heroes, and what the Miitomo.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Let's check it out. It might be something cool, but it's probably not. Oh, it looks like the Miitomo smart device app is no longer available. Well, that's a boner kill. Goddamn Nintendo. So, anyways, there's a bunch of games coming soon for Nintendo. We got Dragon Pinball, if you guys are huge pinball fans. There's My Big Sister, Lovecraft Untold Stories, Saints Row the Third, the full package. It's only $40. And then we have Blazing Beaks. Is that a
Blazing Beaks?
Is that a bird game? Let's check it out. I'm into some Blazing Beaks bird game. Oh yeah, it is. It's totally a bird game.
Yeah.
Blaze your way, armed to the beak through hordes of mutant monsters and other creepy creatures. But beware, collecting too many shiny things can hurt you in this unique rogue light game. Nice. Use your one-in-a-kind bird skills to whack every nasty thing in your way so it returns from whence it came. Explore tons of random generated levels bursting with secrets to find mysteries to unravel. Hear the sweet voice of powerful artifacts calling your name, but beware of their dark forces. Think twice before picking them up as you will prey on your greed, leading eventually to your annihilation.
Fun.
Yes. That looks like a good time killer. That'd be a good... This looks like a good game for our indie night, honestly.
Yeah.
Sweet. Publisher is Quibic Games. Or sorry, that was the publisher, and the developer was AppLava. So, yeah, that's definitely an indie game. So yeah, maybe Blazing Beaks. It's $15 on the Nintendo Store.
Nice.
What else do we got? We got Evil Defenders. We have Rock of Ages 2, Bigger and Bolder. Card Trader, Reverse Crawl. Undead Horde, Coral, Darkwood, holy shit, Octageddon? Wow, I can't believe I said that right the first time. Maybe my English has improved a bit, who knows. But anyways, so Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered is coming on the 21st of May. Hooray, hooray. But yeah, that's about all that I can see, anything coming out. Most looks like they're basically mostly sticking to the indie scene.
That's what I mean, but I just find it lacking.
Yeah. So, I mean, they don't want to release too many, like, Mario games and Zelda games and shit, and you know, saturate the series too much.
Mm.
True. Yeah, because, I mean, every Mario and Zelda and Pokemon game that they release is good. Right? So, they want to spend some time on it, so they got to fill the gap with some of these. Have you ever played Shovel Knight?
Yep.
Is that... did you like it, or...?
I liked it.
I played, is it this Shovel Knight? Kings of Cards? Yeah, King of Cards? Yeah, it was this one. They had this at PAX a couple years ago. Remember?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, it was when the lounge was upstairs by the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, that's the Shovel Knight 2, if I remember correctly.
Okay, so it wasn't this one. But anyways, yeah, I played that, and I kept struggling on one part. And she's like, oh, maybe, you know, a lot of people have been struggling on that part. Maybe we'll tweak that a bit. I'm like, oh my god. Me playing a game made the developers change something.
Indie developers care more.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so that's enough fucking indie.
Yeah, Nintendo we should shit. Get back to the state of play.
Yes, so 4 trailers are... How many trailers were announced? Because I didn't watch the State of Play. Eric did, and he did the article on our website.
There's a couple different things, but for now, like we touched up on, Medieval's getting a remake. That's an interesting game. It'll be out exclusively for the PS4 on October 25th.
And then
they also announced the new Monster Hunter World Iceborne expansion. It will be available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC starting September 6th, 2019. Oh no, PC release will be winter.
Winter is coming.
Yep. They also announced a game called Predator Hunting Grounds, which will be coming out in 2020. It seems like it's a game based around the control of, like, Fire Team.
Fire Team. Okay, cool. And the graphics, I'm hoping, are, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Mark approves of this game or what?
I don't know. He didn't even look at the state of play. He only cared about one game, which I'll get to in a little bit.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, Predator Hunting Grounds looks pretty solid. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'll wait to see. We'll probably hear more about it if it's not coming out for 2020.
Yeah. Okay, next game.
Riverbond trailer highlights cameos. What is this? It's a dungeon crawler that allows 4-player co-op and includes cameos from your number of favorite indie game characters, including familiar faces, Shovel Knight, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, and Guacamelee.
This looks like Minecraft's cousin or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Introducing 8 crossover skins, Planet of the Eyes, Knights and Bikes, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, Guacamelee, Baston, Psychonauts, Shovel Knight, Enter the Gungeon, and I think that's it.
Yeah, they showed off Away Again.
Again? Have we seen this before?
Oh, maybe not. I thought they did.
Oh, you're a flying squirrel. Copy that.
Yeah. Then they announced a new limited edition PS4 like they do every year for the Days of Play. This one is Steel Gray.
Cool.
And then the big announcement was... Where is it here? After a couple years, they finally showed off again the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, yeah, right. I was reading everything about that on the Discord. Yeah, it's about time, I think. Everyone's been screaming for it, like, since Final Fantasy VII was fucking released.
Yeah, and then they announced the remake, what, in 2015? Something like that.
Yeah.
And then we haven't seen from or heard about it at all since then, so...
Good for them.
Now we got some information. They said, while the teaser proved to be brief, Square Enix promises more information about the remake will be in June. So I guess that will be E3.
What if it looks just so... They're making it for the PS4, but it just looks so sexy that they're like, we can't possibly down-res this for the PS4. We're going to wait for the PS5. It's going to launch for the PS5.
People would be really pissed.
If it launched for the PS5?
Yeah.
Really?
That's just like another year. And how they want to release the Final Fantasy VII Remake is in parts. So episodes.
Well, fuck that noise. That just reminded me of like Halo 4 when you played Spartan Ops and you had to wait a week for the new missions to come out. That was fucking annoying.
Yeah, well, this, I don't know, did you ever play Final Fantasy VII?
I haven't played any Final Fantasies. I don't have a PS, remember? Yeah.
Okay, like this had like a lot of discs. So it makes sense. Like this game was huge back in the day and they're making it even bigger now. And adding to it, so.
Okay. Coolio! So that was about the state of play. That was about it. So, yeah, let's move on, I guess. Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon. So a direct sequel to Wildlands.
And this is coming out October 4th, and if you pre-order it, you can get guaranteed beta access. That's actually not a bad idea.
Nope. I kind of want to see how the beta is going to work, though, because like, this is a co-op game, so.
Right. Well, this is coming out October 4th, so the beta will be, like, around, probably July or something.
Like, yeah.
When we don't have fucking time to play.
Most likely.
Yeah, so.
Nothing ever comes out when I have time off.
No, well... Yeah. Okay, anyway, so Ghost Recon, I watched the trailer just before the show, and the graphics are stunning. Mark approves. And yeah, basically, it's a cinematic trailer. It's showing a guy, and he's basically telling his story, I guess. It basically fits right into the niche of the PlayStation market, basically.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. It looks cool. I've never played the Ghost Recon series. What the fuck, man? I haven't played
It's not just on PlayStation, though. It's on Xbox as well.
Really? This looks too good
and
PC.
To
be... This looks too good to be on Xbox.
No, it's multi-platform.
Okay. But yeah, you know what? I commonly hear myself say, both with games and with movies, is, I haven't watched that or I haven't played that. What the fuck?
Yeah, I haven't played Wildlands because I kind of skipped it. I was thinking of picking it up this week because it's on sale, but I just... Too many games. Like, Rage 2 comes out Tuesday, so you know where my money's going.
Yeah. Well, you got to upgrade your internet so you can stream that because you already shoddied that on the Discord.
I know.
So you better get on that. Hey, maybe on Wednesday, you should just grab a couple of extra taxi vouchers from the Rat Party on Tuesday, and you should just go upgrade your internet.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, oh, why is someone taking a cab like Wednesday?
Yeah. I'm sure you could go upgrade your internet one day at work. Like,
probably could.
Nothing's going on.
I was thinking of just sending you.
Well, I'm busy now.
Hey, that's at Fraserwood.
Well, that's a fucking lie. Actually, that's a fucking lie. I'm not busy.
Yeah.
I work 8 to 4 now.
Yeah, so you still do shit all.
Well, I mean, I work for the 8 hours I'm there, and then I'm like, I feel like I'm done, and then I just leave.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, you don't work.
So there's this really cool chase scene in the trailer, where they're getting chased by a bunch of drones and what looks like a warthog. They basically are a bunch of badasses and jump out of a moving car and then kill their own car with a rocket, and yeah, it's a good time. Go ahead.
Yeah, from what I can tell, the main villain is going to be played by a guy that was introduced in the newest DLC for Wildlands.
Right.
So it's kind of making it like a prequel to Breakpoint, who will be voiced and it looks like John Bernthal.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, from Punisher and all that. So... From what I can tell from the story and what I've read is he's now gone rogue. He has his own team. He's no longer a ghost. He's a wolf. And he's got mercenaries called the Wolves as well.
Yep.
And he's taken over a drone factory.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. The game looks great. I kind of really like the idea. Even Wildlands still appeals to me right now to go back and kind of get into. But having this massive open world and you can play with friends.
Yeah. By the way, have you played Far Cry 5? I gave it to you, finally.
I have not had a chance to.
It sucks. Yeah, I am curious to hear what your thoughts are on that game, because I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, Mark said he didn't, so he never even finished the game.
Well, he didn't finish the game because I told him the ending was bullshit.
Ah.
So that's probably why he didn't pick it up again. But
there's a lot of games Mark will play, though, and not, like, finish. And then there's the small few that he will.
Yeah. So, hang on. There's another Detective Pikachu article here I just found. Detective Pikachu Pokemon roster was decided by a mix of nostalgia and one game in particular, according to the director. Sorry to jump back to Detective Pikachu. I was seeing if you noticed I said Pikachu with an F instead of Pikachu.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, fuck. All right. The Detective Pikachu movie is bringing the world of Pokemon to life, but try as it might, there will just no way that they could include all 807 Mon into the hustle and bustle of the franchise's first live-action movie. So how do you go about counting them down or cutting them down? Well, the Detective Pikachu director has opened up the process and has confirmed that the number of Pokemon that are in the movie. In an interview with ET, Rob Letterman explains that one Pokemon game held precedence when it came to whittling down the 100-strong roster into a smaller group. And it's almost definitely not the one you're probably thinking of. It's going to be some... What? I haven't read it yet, but what game do you think it is?
I can't think. Because they don't have just one gen.
No, I know. They have multiple generations. What if it's like... Well, they had a Bravery in there, so that's Generation 5. So what fucking game could it be? I don't know. Maybe Pokemon Go? Alright, anyways. According to the director, the Detective Pikachu game has a certain grouping that was already baked in. If you haven't played the 3DS title, and that's basically shorthand for Pikachu. The supporting cast of the likes of Scorpii, Baneri, and Novarin, who all have roles in this, roles to play in the plot. Elsewhere, our good pal Nostalgia was brought into the mix, and the reasoning is, well, pretty simple. We went to the first... Holy fuck, this is the most shittiest written article ever. It doesn't flow. skip on. Okay, that's all bullshit. In the trailers, we've seen the likes of Charizard, who looks fucking sick, by the way, in the movie. Mewtwo and Psyduck, and they all look pretty good, too. Who all have major parts to play in the anime and formative years of the Pokemon games, so that checks out. Like, who fucking wrote this article? They wrote it like...
A kid?
Like, yeah. So, he didn't actually say how many... So there's around 54 Pokemon in the movie. Out of 800. 400.
There seems to be more... There has to be more than that.
Well, maybe we should watch a video and or watch the movie when it comes out and see if we can find them all.
Yeah.
There's a scene with Rabbit Apom. And, the Pokemon look good, though. I was quite happy with it.
Does it say what game?
No, it doesn't. So he, like, talked up what game they're using and then didn't even fucking say it. Fucking goddamn.
Dumbass writer.
So, I'm not going to say his name. I see it here. I was gonna shit on him, but we won't. alright, so... Anything else on the... We only have 32 minutes. We're done talking about what we're going to talk about.
Not really. What have you been playing lately?
Well, we've been playing a lot of Sea of Thieves still, and we've talked about that enough. I've been playing Clash Clans on the phone. And last night I caught a shiny Lugia on Pokemon Go.
Nice.
Yep. That's about it, man. What about you?
I've been playing Sea of Thieves. I've been playing ESO still. I started playing Watch Dogs 2 again on PS4 to try to get closer to beating that. And then I downloaded off of Game Pass Actually, I downloaded a couple games this week. I did Homefront 2 and Outcast.
Nice.
Because Outcast is free on for Gold members.
Yep.
And it's a remake of an older game as well that came out on PC in 96 or something like that. It was a classic. It was basically one of those first games for like open world. Not open world, but bigger world exploration.
Right, okay.
The remake, Outcast, Second Chance or something, Second something. Looking at the trailer, it still doesn't look as pretty as today's graphics, but it looks way better than what it did in, like, 96.
Well, yeah. Like, look at what was around in 96. We had fucking the OOTV show. We had fucking Yops. We had fucking some weird-ass shit, man.
Yeah, that's true. And then, so, yeah, I've been playing Homefront, too, because I played the first game. I never played the second because it got reviewed pretty badly when it first came out. But I'm enjoying it. It could have changed a few things or continued the story from game one instead of kind of doing its own thing, but you know how games are nowadays.
Yep. I saw there's a picture gallery on Facebook of old 90s stuff, and fucking that hurts, dude. That fucking hurts a lot. They had like Furbies and shit, and I'm like, oh my god.
hold on, what was the name? Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi, yeah. Remember Tamagotchi? I remember.
Our school used to actually put a ban on them, so we couldn't take them to school anymore. So I had to make sure my mom fed them and took them for a walk.
Yeah. I remember there was obviously the Pokemon cards, and those got banned because people were getting beat up for their fucking shiny Charizard or whatever. And then something to do with Digimon got banned.
Digimon cards. But they also had those Digimon, like, Tamagotchi type things where you
right.
could have, like...
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Yu-Gi-Oh! They let Yu-Gi-Oh! Go on for a long time, though. And, yeah, I remember, like, recess, we'd fucking bust the mat out, and I'd duel someone into submission. Actually, no, it was the other way around. I would be dueled into submission, and then I'd lose a card. We played for cards.
Oof.
Yep.
You're a gambler.
Yeah, and I lost a lot of cards. So, well, mind you, they're like, oh, I'll, you know, play for your Dark Magician, and I'll put, like, some stupid card. I'll be like, no way, man. And then they'd be like, I'll beat you up. And I'm like, all right, man, you're on. yeah, so that's pretty much the timeline of elementary school. Because then after that, it was Beyblades. And then after that, fuck, what was it? Bionicles was after that. Yeah, that's it, man. That was our timeline of shit. And then we just played video games for like the rest of our school life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you could.
I just started bringing my 3DS to school.
Yeah. I was so fucking jealous that everyone had a Game Boy Color and I did not.
Or was it a DS back then? It was the DS.
It was the DS. You probably
2005. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched as everyone had Game Boy Colors, and then the Game Boy Advanced, and then I got a Game Boy Advance SP, and then I joined the fucking club, finally.
Took you a while.
Well, I didn't have any fucking money.
Your parents did.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't... they saw how much I played my Nintendo 64, and they didn't want me to only play video games. And now now I have a fucking wife like that, and it's a full fucking circle.
You gotta get her to write up a contract of like you can play these certain days.
I'm just gonna start recording our conversations because our plan today, ladies and gentlemen, is Will and I are gonna play Sea of Thieves
all day
and
all the way till 1 in the morning.
And then
I got alcohol, I got energy drinks, I am good to go.
Oh man, I'm gonna need a pee break because I'm drinking coffee right now. But
speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how I didn't jump on the bandwagon, but Jack Daniel's watermelon, holy fuck, are they good?
I've never even heard of that, so I might need to try some. Bring one to the rap party.
I'll bring one to your house. We'll pre-drink.
Okay, cool.
I'll get a six pack, man. Like I got actually. Okay, so I've been watching Lucifer on Netflix as well, and I wanted to go down and play games, but I was already like drinking. I don't know why. Lonely life. Friday night. And Mark wasn't online, and no one else was on Sea of Thieves or anything else. So I was just like sitting there trying to see what I could download on the store. By this point, I already had like a Smirnoff sangria thing, and knew it was pretty good. And then I had 6 Jack Daniel's watermelon, and then I was on a bottle of wine.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was rough. So I woke up yesterday and I was like, fuck. And then all Mark wanted to do was drink. Like, we went for our haircut, and before we even got on the highway to go to Chilliwack, which is a little ways away from where we live, he's got another like 8-pack of beer and he's just drinking. I was like, how can you do this, dude?
Jeez. So we'll get just put that on pause right now. So I just opened up Facebook and I'm on this Pilots Who Aren't Offended by Everything group, and they have fucking some savage shit on there. This one's not as savage, it's just kind of gross. It says, nose hair extensions are the latest beauty trend we never asked for. And it's got a picture of a girl who has nose hair extensions.
That's kind of...
That's ridiculous.
Okay, generation.
I'm just going to put that down. Yeah, as long as you come over, we'll pre-drink that Jack Daniels thing, but do fucking not give me a goddamn gummy bear again.
It wasn't a gummy bear. I gave you a Lego brick, and I only gave you, like, one part of
it. No,
it
was a gummy bear, because you said just have the leg, and then that fucking destroyed me.
Yeah.
Have I told the story on the air before? I don't know.
I think you did.
Yeah. But for those new listeners, basically, Will gave me a fucking... weedy gummy bear, and I got fucking destroyed at the rap party for Magician Season 4.
Yeah, I barely gave you anything. It was like the smallest amount.
Yeah, but I don't do drugs ever.
Yeah, that's true.
So my body's like, the fuck is this? And then...
and then you went home.
I had to leave early, dude. I couldn't even fucking stand. Yeah, and then Brittany had no idea that I was like so fucked.
Yeah.
Which, because Brittany, my wife, doesn't do any drugs either. And we barely drink, to be honest. Yeah, so she thought I was just really drunk off of 2 gin and tonics.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? You've only had 2 gin and tonics. How are you this fucked? I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm just high as fuck, right? And I'm like rubbing my eyes because they're dry. And then she's like, why are your eyes all red? I'm like, because I've been rubbing them. Oh,
I got her a full Lego brick for her to try, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh my god, dude, you're gonna kill her.
No, I'm gonna tell her that she has to cut it. You can't have the whole thing. That's all 80 right. milligrams.
What is it? What's in it?
What do you mean?
Like, is it CBD or what?
No, it's not CBD. It's like, it's an indica.
Okay. Yeah.
You said you wanted something to help her sleep, so.
Oh, dude. Fuck, you should have gave that to me yesterday. I'd have gave it to her today, and then we could have played games all day. She wouldn't have fucking woken up.
Yes, she might have. And then high wife might be even worse. Make me food.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. You're fucking right. Oh. And we don't have any bad food in this house because we're trying to eat healthy.
She'd probably make you go buy her, like, you know, when you get high, you want, like, fucking nasty shit.
Yeah.
Bag of chips.
Yeah, you want, like, fucking those, what I had, those popcorn twists or whatever the fuck they're called. I ate a whole, you know how big that bag is? I ate the whole fucking thing.
That's gross.
Yep. And then the next day, I was really regretting it.
You usually do.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's, Yeah. I live a pretty straight-edge life, with the exception of Will and his fucking shenanigans.
Hey, you still drink.
I drink occasionally. I don't drink religiously. So, but
and it's not like I try to drug you.
No, well, I mean, you didn't, you know. I said, like, I'm pretty sure I said no.
Spike your drink.
I'm pretty sure I said no. You're like, hey, you should have this gummy bear. And I'm like, nah. And then you're like, come on. Peer pressure. And then I'm like, yeah. All right, fuck.
After the first come on, you took it. So it's not like I fucking like, come on, you have to do this. Come on.
And then Will almost sabotages my entire fucking night because I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm high from Brittany. And I'm just trying to play it cool. And then Will can obviously tell that I'm fucking destroyed. And
the look on your face was priceless.
Yeah, and then because he gave me the rest of the gummy bear to have later. And he says out loud with Brittany there, "Oh, you should have the rest of what's in your pocket." And I'm like, I like just looked at him like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you. Like, why would you fucking say that right now?" And then Brittany had no idea, not a fucking clue.
No, she wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. So when she's like, "Are you drunk?" I'm like, "Yes."
You should have had the rest of the gummy bear.
Man, I slept in the cab ride home. I like, oh man, I was, and then as soon as I laid down, I was fucking out. Just out.
Oh.
Best sleep I had in a long time. So, anyways, Rodney's a criminal. Call the cops. But yeah, anyways.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, we're all criminals. So,
did you ever look at that game I told you about that's kind of really popular right now? It's only out for PC. I thought you'd like it too. Mordhoff.
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's a battle royal, but in like the medieval times.
How do you spell it?
Mordhau. Mordhau?
A-U?
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to look her up right now.
Mordhau.
Mordhau on Steam.
Yeah.
All right, this is cool.
I was watching a lot of people play, and the game, like, it's not as big as like some of the other battle royals, and I think there's only like a limit to how many people can be in the game. It's like 20 or something.
Yep.
But it looks fun. Like, you pick up different weapons. There's bow and arrow. There's horses. There's physics in the game too. Like, one guy ran inside a house, shut the door, waited for the guy to come close to the door, and then kicked it open like right in his face.
Yep.
Which dropped him to the ground and like disoriented him, and then he just got massacred.
Shit. This just made me think about what about, oh my god, he just beheaded that guy.
Yeah.
Fucking savage.
And you start bare knuckle.
Right. What about, you know, I wonder if developers do like fun shit. Like, what if they made a Sea of Thieves battle royale, but it's obviously not available to us, it's just available for the developers?
That'd probably cool. Do.
That's probably
how they started with Arena.
Yeah. That would be quite interesting, actually.
Just how would it work?
Well, you would have, you know, I don't know, you'd fall in somehow. I don't know how that part would work. But say there's only, like, two ships available. And then you gotta jump on the ship. And like, a couple sloops. So you have to solo the sloop. And then you get a little bit of an advantage, but people can board your sloop and kill you and take your sloop and all your shit. And then you can land on an island and find a weapons cabinet.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I just still think there should be events in Sea of Thieves, like you and me were talking about on the last few podcasts.
Well, yeah, they should, and it shows up on the map, and then it should have, like, a neutral zone, so when you're in that event zone, you can't, hurt other people.
No, I disagree. I think it should be, like I said last time, it should be a Man of War skeleton ship.
That's what I mean, when you're in that area, you shouldn't be able to sink other people.
Until the ship sunk, like the Man of War. Like, you all work together to sink the Man of War, and then it's, like, free-for-all for the fucking chests and all that?
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking hype. Anyways. Alright, why don't we wrap this up, because we're holy shit, yeah, it's time to wrap it up. I can't even fucking talk anymore.
You sure have you already started drinking? It's only, like, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, my coffee's spiked. Yeah. Okay, guys, thanks a lot for listening. Please check us out on our website, videogamesnow.ca, and let us know what you think of the show on our Facebook page and Twitter. I haven't actually checked our Twitter in about a fucking coon's age, so I'm going to just check that right now. Has anyone actually used our Twitter? Nobody, probably. Twitter's opening. Yep, fucking zero. Zero. There's
yeah.
a couple people that like our tweets, but that's about it.
Seems like Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's our main hub. That and our Discord.
And, well, Instagram was pretty good, too, when we were posting pictures.
Yeah, but we kind of rarely post pictures. Only when funny shit happens on games we're playing. That's about it.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're a regular of the show, why don't you think about joining our Patreon? We got different tiers, which gets you different benefits, which includes a access to a live show of the recording here and access to episodes one day early. So think about that, and we will see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.